Blog Talk Radio.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You say I took the name in vain, though why don't he?
Hello, families, Positively Autistic, Yadira in the Happy Kingdom, saying hello one more time, the UK, the Americas, English-speaking countries, I'm here greeting you, yes, again, I couldn't resist, I couldn't wait. Thank you, Colin Brennan. I rightfully began this session with his song, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we need to say many times as parents. Now and forever, every day we are confronting the reality of taking care, loving, providing, surviving, handling, managing, doing everything that we need to do to keep our children and adults safe, well-fed, at peace, ideally with quality of life, ideally moving forward, or on the other hand, as I just spoke, exchange 3 hours of messages with a mother in Texas. She showed me pictures of her arms, black and blue, all over. Her son is in flare mode. Her son is in self-injurious behavior, and it is hard, people. You know it, I know it. The world there does not know what we go through. They don't know that we are awake from 2 to 5 in the morning. They don't know that our kids are sick 1, 2, 3, 4 times per month. They don't know that our kids may have epilepsy, encephalopathy, brain inflammation, the list goes on. But here we are together as parents to remind them that our voice must be heard at all times. Yadira in the Happy Kingdom welcomes you by one more time. Today, I'd like to do a 10-minute response in regards to an article. I didn't read it. I couldn't. I just read the comments. I read the title, and I said, how dare they? So the question of if parents of that are raising children or adults with special needs, that whether we need training, whether we need to become a super parent, that is preposterous, it is absurd. We are already super parents. We are already incredible. We are already beyond special. Our kids have a diagnosis. We didn't train for this. We got the job. We are doing it with love, fully dedicated, challenged, difficult, with and without support many times, and we are doing it. It breaks my heart to read, on the other hand, the reality of a mother in Canada who had just given her son to the government because she could not handle, at 21, his injurious behaviors, the pain, and the lack of services. So here, parents are being blamed because they have not received training. What is that? It does not make sense. I was also sharing ideas, information with a variety of parents, male and female, as to what they have done to survive. A mother, she's from Peru. Her son is 44 years old. I had a fantastic interview with him. It wasn't an interview. It was an exchange. He writes poems. He read one of his poems. And he wants to become a TV reporter or a radio host, radio show host. And I hope he does it. And I'm sure he will. The work is being done. Working with the system. This is in Tampa, Florida. His name is Fernando. 44 years old. At 28 years old, he was capable of expressing his emotions. So parents, there is hope out there. Yes, in the meantime, we wonder, how can we be hopeful with everything that we are dealing with? Because we have to. Because we love our children, we love our adults, because we trust the spirit within us. It's as simple as that. If I were told, I met this incredible trainer and she has studies in this and that, and it costs $2,000 for 6 months of training, my first question will be, is she the parent of a child or an adult with a diagnosis? With special needs, if does not leave the 24 hours like we do, out of my way. I have no time to waste. For starters, I do not have the $2,000. Many of us do not. Some of you do, and my respect, if you decide to invest that money to get to exchange, I hope it's an exchange, from this person. On the other hand, if I am told there is a training, it costs $250, it's just 3 weekends, and you're going to be exchanging information with a parent who has survived it, just like you, who raised an adult, the adult is in doing this or doing that, would you do it? I would consider it. In the meantime, again, I don't have the money, that kind of money either, but that's okay. I am alive. I am taking care of our needs. I have created a support group. My family helps the way they can. My daughter's father is helping us immensely. We're very blessed. And I have countless families that I exchange my time with, that I give and I receive from each and every one of them. And my dear parent, this day and age, with what we experience, what we live, we cannot be alone. There's no need to be alone. It is easier to remain in our caves. It is easier not to go out there, show our vulnerabilities, but we have to. Our children have specific and very particular needs, and we need to find a way to let go. We need to find a way to be empowered. We need to find someone with whom we can cry. We need to find someone with whom we can say, dang it, this is too hard. And I am here, Positively Autistic is here, an amount of individuals that are ready and willing to listen. Do not doubt that for a second. So to the question of the individual or individuals who have proposed that parents raising children or adults with special needs with a diagnosis. In this case, the majority of the times we talk about autism because it's what we know and what we have come to learn and survive above all. Anyone ever dares to say, have you ever thought of taking a class how to raise a child or an adult with autism? I hope you give them a piece of your mind. If you don't want to waste your time with that person because they're not going to get it, hats off to you. My respect. But please, I beg you, do not doubt for a second. Again, I said we are super parents. We do with love. I have the pleasure of working with an incredible lady. She's past 70 years old. She's still working because she wants to, because she needs to keep her heart and mind busy. And she raised 5 children without the support of her husband. And she took care of her sick father-in-law. And she did what she could. And she's such an incredible survivor. And she did this a long time ago with very little help, but with her heart and soul into it. And here she is, helping others still, wanting to be a part of the day to day. Why? Because she can. Why? Because she has been given love and she's ready to give even more love. So my dear parents, I won't extend this any longer. I will get us to listen a little bit more of Colin's Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. And we continue. Remember, you are not alone. There are phone numbers. There are emails, autismhappykingdom@gmail.com. The Positively Autistic page on Facebook. This is Yadira in the Happy Kingdom reminding you, super parent, you are loved, and above all, you love your children. That's what matters most. Keep it up and keep doing what you can. Thank you very much.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You say I
thank you. Good night.